Tired of the same old playlist?
Tired of every DJ playing from the same old record bag?
Fed up of boring, lifeless talk shows?
With boring guests and lacklustre hosts?
Then Play Vibes is what you need in your life. Playing the best in bashment.
Where there my door, where there my time, my road will fly into the sky.
Hip hop. R&B. Afrobeat, reggae, soca, house, garage, electro, soul, slow jams, and rare groove. Catch the next wave in internet radio. Playvibes.com.
Wave of internet radio. Playvibes.com is back. Streaming live from our Brixton base. No long adverts, just more of what you want to hear. R&B, reggae, talk, UK, dance, and more. Playvibes.com. Playvibes.com. Internet radio is about to change. Catch the next wave of internet radio. Playvibes.com is back. Streaming live from our Brixton base. No long adverts, just more of what you want to hear. R&B, reggae, talk, UK, dance, and more. Playvibes.com. Playvibes.com. Internet radio is about to change.
Yeah! Mic check 1-3, it's your boy Chromatics representing for Trinidad and Tobago. And right now you locked on to playvibes.com. London's number one, the unscripted sound of London. And it's Malik Smiles! So forget what you want, this what you need. Play Vibes is the station the people need. Andre and the girls, them moving. Play Vibes got the whole world grooving. Forget what you want, this what you need. Play Vibes is the station in London need. Andre and the girls, they're moving. Play Vibes got the whole world grooving. Well, you don't know, it's your boy Chromatics representing Trinidad and Tobago. And you can find me right here on playvibes.com. So keep it locked on. You see?
VYBZ.
Play Vibes, the hottest internet radio station around. Based in Brixton, streaming worldwide. 100% live and interactive. With exclusive interviews from Beanie Man. And much more to come. Hear talk, R&B, hip hop, reggae, house, bashment, funk, and much, much more. Playvibes.com. Check the website for showtimes, information, and chat rooms. Changing the face of internet radio.
Are you feeling tired all the time and longing for more energy? Would you love to exchange a couple of spare tyres for a couple of six-packs? Well, you need to log on to the Nico Health and Fitness Show every Tuesday, 12 till 2 p.m. And you can find out how. Log on to www.playvibes.com and check out the Nico Health and Fitness Show. It can only make you stronger.
Playing real music. Playvibes.com. Spreading love with music. Playvibes.com.
This is the beginning of a new world with no boundaries and no borders. Playvibes.com. www.playvibez.com. You're listening to Playvibes.
I'm Nico from Self Love. Self Love delivers both yoga and Pilates to all, whether on a one-to-one basis or in groups. Together, yoga and Pilates help you to de-stress, reduce aches and pains, increase focus and concentration, energy, and most importantly, relax. Visit www.selflovenonline.co.uk. Find out more about how you can incorporate both yoga and Pilates into your life. Take a breath. Welcome, Play Vibes listeners. You're listening to Nico of the Nico Health and Fitness Show, and I really hope you're doing well today because it's always a pleasure for me to be here. And I hope you're joining me on this glorious, well, it's glorious in here anyway, this glorious post-snowy Tuesday. What are you up to today? You're on the computer? You're doing bits and pieces? You're cooking? You're washing? You're chilling? Whatever you're doing, whether you're local, national or international, it's an absolute pleasure to be here and it's a pleasure to have you. We're going to be talking, continuing our New Year's resolutions theme this week, and I'm going to be telling you so much more about how you can instigate, instill wonderful New Year's resolutions that after about a month don't become New Year's resolutions anymore. We have to change the name, don't we? They actually become fixated things that we do, which become a part of our life because we've continued them and because we stuck to it. So don't go anywhere. Stay logged on to playvibes.com and I see you right after this. Woohoo!
Seems like it was yesterday when I saw your face. You told me how proud you were, but I walked away. If only I knew what I know today. Ooh, ooh. I would hold you in my arms, I would take the pain away. But I won't admit. Sometimes I just wanna hide, 'cause it's you I miss. And it's so hard to say goodbye when it comes to this. Ooh. Would you tell me I was wrong? Would you help me? See you look. just couldn't do. And I've had my say.
Together. And before that, it was Christina Aguilera and Hurt. So welcome back, Play Vibes listeners. You are listening to Nico of the Nico Health and Fitness Show. And as I said before, I'm hoping this day finds you well. What I'd like to do is support your day by giving you some wonderful information. And today's information is going to be a continuation of last week's New Year's resolutions. Now, I talked so much last week about how you can find your New Year's resolution, try and put it into practice, and then how you can keep it. And there are ways to keep it for both men and women, because we both think differently, don't we? So here's how, if you're a guy, you can stick to your New Year's resolution by having these tips. I would suggest that if you're a guy, you focus on something called SMART. Now, SMART is an acronym, and each initial, S-M-A-R-T, stands for something. It's the first letter of something. S stands for specific. So you need to be very specific about what it is that you want to achieve for this New Year's resolution, your New Year's goal. Or even if you're not doing a New Year's resolution, remember this can be applied to any time of the year. What's your goal? Be specific about it. I want to give up smoking. I want to spend more time with my children. I want to work less. Whatever it is, be very specific. Then it's something that's measurable. You need to be able to measure it. You need to be able to know when you've achieved certain results. So do you then say, okay, I want to spend more time with my daughter. So what I'm going to do now is between now and the next 3 weeks, I'm going to make sure that X, Y, and Z happens in relation to time with her. And then at the end of the 3 weeks, you look back and you measure it. And you say, yeah, I did spend 2 hours with her on Tuesday and on Thursday. And she did have fun and we did have quality time. And yeah, it's working. Tick. And you move on to the next 3 weeks or the next 6 weeks and so on. So it needs to be measurable. It's got to be something that you can quantify. The next thing, is it achievable? Can you actually achieve it? Are you looking to be able to fly to the moon? I mean, I'm sure you could if you had the right resources, but right now, realistically, I don't think it's really achievable. So you're looking to find something that you can achieve. You can measure it, and you know that with specific planning, you can get there. You can achieve it. R is for realistic. So this flying to the moon scenario, how realistic is that? I mean, come on. Be realistic about your goals. Is it something that you can really do, you can really achieve? And if it is, then of course it can happen because you can plan for it. And that's what we're working on right now. The last one, T, is time-based. So just make sure that it's something that you can allocate time to and that you can measure it through time. How long will you need to achieve these goals? Within that long duration, how much time will you spend incrementally achieving this goal? So we've got SMART, S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-based. For you guys, this is what you need. Black and white, straight in there, get on with it. The next thing is map out your goals step by step. So they become like mini goals. They're going to slowly but surely be achieved. They're going to slowly but surely take you to where you want them to take you. And then whilst you're doing that, we need to create a journal. We need to work out how we can monitor. This is the measurable side, what we're actually doing. So get yourself a little diary, a notebook, put it on your computer, however you want to log it. And start logging what's happening over the time so that you can see the results. And then you can stick to the plan. You've got a reason to stick to the plan when you look back at how successful you are being. Focus on how much better life is going to be if you achieve this goal, whatever it might be. Giving up smoking, spending more time with your daughter, working less, giving yourself more quality time. Whatever it is, work out how. Just think about, focus on how much your life is going to be better once you have put it into place. And that needs to be your ultimate visualization. Really seeing yourself in that new position. If you want to go to the gym, for example, because fitness is something that you want to really work on, it always helps to have a visual aspiration. So it might be that you get one of your regular fitness magazines as a guy. And if you haven't got a regular fitness magazine, you look on the net and you see an image of a guy that you would like to look like. Print it out, tear it out of the magazine or however you want to put it up and put it somewhere that you know you're going to be seeing it continually. Aspire to it. Every time you're training, think of it. If you're working a particular body part, focus on the area that you visualize, that you see when you look at that person's body part, their bicep, their shoulder, their legs, whatever it is, and really start to become that picture. I strongly believe, and I said this last week, I strongly believe in faking it until you make it, because on that journey, you will eventually become the person you want to be. Now, tips for women. We think a little differently, don't we? So if you have created a New Year's resolution, fellow women, don't let it fall to the side, and I know that sounds kind of obvious, but the way you're going to let it fall to the side is that you keep it to yourself. Go public. Let the whole world and their mother and brother and auntie and nephew and grandparents know about it. So, for example, write down your resolution on a piece of paper, a large sheet of paper, in a diary, however you want to log it. Sign it and then place it somewhere prominent within your home. So you're always going to be coming across this piece of paper that you've signed that has got your resolutions on it, always reminding you. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell people who are around you, your colleagues, and ask them to provide you with some helpful nudges to assist you with this progress. Don't feel like you're on your own. When people start to see that you're serious, believe me, they'll come up behind you. And those who don't, move on. Walk on by. Yeah? Not the kind of people who you want in your life. Next thing is be persistent. We forget how long it takes us to learn something. We need to be persistent when we're learning something new. New things take time to register. You imagine meeting somebody, and unless you've got a regime of remembering somebody's name, you're going to forget it. But if you see them 4 or 5 times on a regular basis, there's a chance that you're going to remember it. For whatever reason, you're going to remember it. And it's the same when you're learning something new. Repetition is the key. When you're a child, the only way to learn your alphabet is to repeat it and maybe make a melody up with it. Associate it with different things. Repetition is the key. So please be patient with yourself. Be persistent. Get those new habits to become a part of your everyday activity so that they become regular. And with that regularity comes the continuity, the consistency, and they will stick, they will stay, as long as you are continuous and consistent with them. If, for example, you are on a diet, I don't actually approve of diets, but of course people are on diets where they feel that they need to do something quite strict to attack their eating habits. And ideally, we just want to make sure we have a balanced intake of food. And when it becomes imbalanced, we then put on the weight, or we lose the weight, whichever way you're going. If you are doing something like a diet, there are times when you might give in to temptation. You might fall by the wayside. Totally understandable. Do not berate yourself, beat yourself up about it. It's done now, move on, continue. Get back on the horse and keep galloping towards your goal. Very, very important. If you're going to the gym and you find that actually you didn't go at all this week, okay, this week is now last week. We're on a new week. Let's move forwards. Let's now go to the gym X amount of times and not focus on the fact that we didn't go X amount of times last week. Yeah, we're always looking at the positive, always looking at the future. Of course, the past represents the future because it creates the history of it, but we don't want to live there. You want to live in the now and in the future. So really be persistent with yourself, ladies, and allow yourself time to falter, to make mistakes, because after a while, they will no longer be mistakes. They'll be part of who you are. Just remember that everybody messes up when they're doing something new. So those are my general tips for both male and females, and hoping males and females are listening, that it's actually quite beneficial and that you feel you can use it. Want to talk now about enjoying more of your life. So I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to stay logged on, continue what you're doing, and I'm going to see you right after this. I'm not a diva.
I'm not a diva. I'm not a diva. I'm not a diva. in the cooler, getting money. Divas getting money. If you ain't getting money, then you ain't got nothing for me. Tell me something.
Tell me something.
Where your boss at?
Where your boss at?
My ladies up in here, they like the top back.
Like
I wanna see ya. I like to meet ya.
Like
what you say? On my plane.
I'm not a diva. I'm not a diva.
This is a stick up. I need them bags, all that money.
I'm a stick up.
You see the mask, where that money?
I'm a diva is a female version of a
Beyonce and Diva. Yeah, Beyonce and Diva. And you are back to Nico of the Nico Health and Fitness Show. We're talking about how you can incorporate the wonderful things New Year's resolutions bring up. The sticking to, the adhering to, the not slacking and admonishing yourself because you fall by the wayside a little bit. And I'd like to continue about how you can enjoy more of your life this year. And it's just tips. I mean, it's a general tips that you take on or you leave. You take what you want. It's like having a plate of food, isn't it? Or having a buffet and people saying, okay, help yourself. You decide what it is that you want to have and what you don't want to have. You leave behind for someone else. So, today's life, I think, is very, very viral, isn't it? It's all about the computer. It's all about iPhones, MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, computer, Blackberries, all that stuff. And it personal point of view, I think it interferes with your everyday life. You may not, because it may be part of your everyday life. But we weren't born with Blackberries in our hands and phones by our ears. So it's very much a man-made thing. And I also think that because of all this computerized technology, we think less. So we're going to become a bit more, our brains are going to become more redundant as we get older. And it makes me wonder whether conditions like Alzheimer's are going to be more prevalent in our generation. Because if we are not using our brain and we're not stimulating it in any way, so this lovely creativeness that once upon a time happened as a child, where you would be encouraged to write about an imaginary X, Y, or Z, or you'd be playing with your friends in your playhouse and you'd be making up stories and so on. Not many children are doing that now. They're on different contraptions that, okay, they advocate sitting down and maybe doing your times table on a computer, but there's nothing better than just getting a pen and paper and writing it and rewriting it. Dexterity of your fingers and your hands, using your fingers so you don't get arthritis as you get older, rather than having repetitive stress injury where you are constantly using a mouse or constantly putting on using keyboards. So it's about getting a balance, isn't it? I'm certainly not advocating not to use computers, not to use Blackberries, phones, etc., iPods and so on. But I am saying, let's create a balance so that it doesn't become our whole life. We actually do have another life. Imagine that. So let's think about how we can disconnect from work. You know, if you run your own business, then you know for a fact that work is your everyday. How the hell are you going to be able to separate your life, which is your business, from your work? Is that not hard? Is that not a lot of discipline? Is that not a lot of planning and time? You tell me. It'd be good to know. I'm in the chat room, so please do just log on and tell me. How do you do it? Here's a couple of tips. Here's a couple of ideas. I mean, we've got the laptops, we've got the PDAs, we've got the Blackberries. They're all very much connected to our work 24/7. Great for productivity. Doesn't allow you to take a step back. Doesn't allow you to refuel, to energize, to be creative, as I was saying. And so I think it's really good to have a day off. Not just a day off, but a good day off. Something that you are not, something that allows you to not be affected by everyday work, your everyday life. Your day off needs to be different from your everyday life. I remember once I was out, I was out on a particular occasion and I had a friend who was with me and we were having a meal and they brought the BlackBerry with them and the BlackBerry would go off and they'd have messages and they'd become stressed because they couldn't deal with the messages or address the messages. Why bring your BlackBerry out with you when we're out on a social time? Are you that important that life cannot continue without you? I don't think so. I don't mean that in a condescending way. I just mean that it can wait. So it is about when you are out on a day off, when you are in on a day off, get out of work mode. Don't bring your work into your day off life. Make a point to really shut everything from your job completely out. You're going to appreciate the benefits, I promise you. I've done it. And you suddenly realize that, oh my goodness, there's more to life than work. Oh my gosh. And it's almost like it opens up a new door and you really want to step through it. Now, when you have your day off, stay away from routine. Yeah. So on your day off, stay away from routine. Try to not do the same things that you would do every day. For example, try not to wake up at the same time. I'm not suggesting that you have a massive lion and spend the whole day in bed. If you want to, of course, that's your choice. But I'm just saying, don't get up at the same time that you'd normally get up at. Try not to have the same breakfast. Make it a little different. Have a little treat in there. Don't do the same activities that you would normally do if you were on a regular day. Your day off needs to be completely unique. It's a day off, isn't it? If it wasn't a day off, it would be a working day, so we wouldn't call it a day off. So why are you doing work stuff on a day off? Don't make sense. It needs to be different. It needs to be remotely, in no way remotely similar to the day that you normally have. Now, if you do the same things that you always do, you're only going to feel like it's the same thing over and over and over again. And there's no way you're going to appreciate or embrace your day off if that's the case. Absolutely no way. And to be honest, there's no point in taking the day off. Your day off should be all about refreshing yourself. It should be all about doing something offbeat, a little different that you would normally do. How about being creative? I mean, only you can decide what your sense of creativity is going to be. But it might be that you just jump on, you might drive. So you might just go down to the seaside. Okay, I know that it's winter time right now. I know that. But it might be that you're wrapped up and you like being by the beach, pebbled beach. It may well be that you go bike riding. You go for a long walk. Whatever it is, you go on, there might be a fairground. And you go on the fairground rides during the day. I mean, how weird and different is that? Yeah. So break away from your normal routine on your day off and you're going to enjoy your time a lot more. Now, on this same day off that you're having, we're talking about trying to make our life more fulfilled for 2010. So we're thinking about incorporating days off, deliberate days off from work where we do not work. And on this day off, can you remain composed? What do I mean by that? Well, you need to make it a rule for yourself. On your day off, you're not going to get angry. You're not going to get mad. You're not going to stress out. You're not going to get annoyed, no matter what. We tend to deal with enough of these emotions during the week, do you not think? So why not give yourself an absolute complete day off of the emotions that berate you during the day? I mean, the bottom line, after all, is how you feel. And if you go through these emotions on your day off, you're not going to have an ideal day. It's not going to happen, is it? And that's all about making you feel better, making you feel so much better. Stay away from negativity and don't let things get to you on that specific day. You know what I mean, don't you? All the negative people, the negative energy, the negative things, the negative music, the negative TV, the negative computer stuff, whatever it is that's negative, forget about it. At least for that one day, if you can't forget about it completely. You can deal with it on a regular day. But on your day off, make sure that you are 100% happy and positive. This is going to be an absolutely fantastic way to ensure that you truly appreciate your day off and you associate your day off with something that feels good. Now, this day off, what are you going to do? A suggestion would be to get some fresh air, because a lot of us spend time in an office, in a confined space, in four walls with a roof and a floor, and a door that lets us come out every so often and then demands that we come back in to continue what we're doing. So wouldn't it be good to really enjoy the fresh air that's out there? And I do use the word fresh loosely, unless you are somewhere up in the mountains or in Iceland or somewhere gorgeous where the air is really fresh and clean. I mean air. If you're going to calculate how much time you spend in concrete buildings during a lifetime, you're going to have an astoundingly high result. So I think it's important that you take a 20 to 30 minute walk. You can decide where you want to walk. Maybe you've got a park by you. Maybe it's just about you getting out of your front door, wherever that is, office door, front door, and just going for a walk somewhere, 20 to 30 minutes. Set your clock if time is an issue for some reason on your day off. Set your clock. How about, though, that you don't set your clock? You just do as you feel. You take your time, and that's something we're going to come to in a minute. So 20 to 30 minutes, you can walk in the park. You can make a huge difference to your day. It's not only going to affect your psyche, it's going to affect everything about the day itself. It's going to make you look at the day very differently, affecting how you feel. Being in nature has been proved to be a really good therapy, and it really does release all kinds of stress and anxiety. If you're someone who spends a lot of your time in front of the television, this day off should be away from the TV. I mean, maybe you want to go to the cinema because it's a different kind of TV and you don't get to do that very often. Fair enough, you're out of your home. But I want you to think about really trying in some way to come away from the TV, come away from the computer. Haven't you had enough of that all week? One day off, or however many days you have off. On that day off, consider treating yourself. Your day off should actually be rewarding. So this is the ideal time to spoil yourself a little. As the ad goes, you're worth it. No? So do something nice for yourself. It could be getting a massage. It could be shopping. It could be eating at your favorite restaurant and the likes. I was sharing last week that I'm towards the end of last year, about November time, I distinctly made a resolution that I was going to give myself more time. And one of the ways I was going to do that is when I achieved certain goals that I had set each month, because each goal happens over a month, happens weekly, happens bi-weekly, and then over a month. Each month I was having a facial. And if I really wanted to indulge, I'd throw in a pedicure and a manicure. But the facial was the thing. Time for me to relax my mouth, my jaw, my flesh on the face. All of those things that can get very, very tense and cause headaches and create tension in the shoulders and the neck. I wanted all of that to become relaxed. obviously it's about your appearance as well. I want to look good. I don't deny that. So for me, a facial was it. I do it once a month. It's continued. There's no reason for it not to continue because I achieve my results. And by achieving the results, I get that little pamper. So yes, I feel very smug and very proud of myself. Thank you. And I wanted to share that. So I suggest that you get out there and try and find something that you can achieve. Something that's going to make you feel a lot better in yourself. That's going to pamper you. It might be going out to eat at a favorite restaurant that normally you might not be able to afford. It might be having that massage. It might be going shopping. Obviously spending within your budget. Never advocating spending over your budget. If you haven't got the money, then you can't buy it. So when you associate your day off with a reward, regardless of what it may be, you're not only going to look forward to your day off, so we all need incentives and goals, but you're also going to increase the appreciation of it. That's what we want on a day off, isn't it? Ultimately, we want to really be able to appreciate our day off. So, for example, it's very, very easy not to look forward to a day off because it can be associated with something that you don't enjoy. A day off might be looking after somebody. It might be having to trek somewhere. It might be having to do chores that you don't like. Therefore, your day off no longer becomes enjoyment. So let's try and find a way where we can make that day off a treat, where you can treat yourself and make it a day where you really feel like you're rewarding yourself for all the hard work that you're doing. And if you're not doing any hard work, why? I don't mean paid work. I mean generally work. Anything that allows you to achieve, to move forward, to progress in your own sphere. Think about it. Are you stagnant? Are you staying where you are? Have you been in the same place for the past year? And you have no intentions at all about moving forward or progressing or developing or enhancing yourself for the next year. And that is obviously your choice. And I don't criticize or judge that. However, I do think that life is for living. And we're here to learn and to enjoy and to experience and to share. And the more you can get of doing that, then I think you should really, really go for it. Now, I talked about taking your time when you go for that walk, didn't I? And I think you really should. Whatever it is, whether it's the walk or the shopping or the cinema or having lunch with friends, it's very important just to take ample time to enjoy yourself. Enjoy the experience. I talked about not bringing the past into where we are. So if we're not going to do that, let's think of the present, the now, as well as the tomorrow. On your day off, you might consider spending it with people you care about. So maybe for some people, spending time with an associate, a family member, a loved one is how you want to enjoy that day off. This new 2010 resolution where you're going to give yourself more time. If that's the case, then I think as you're working during the week, you're really going to have time to spend with people. And so you should consider once a month, once every 2 months, maybe 3 months, whatever it is, just spending some time with the people who mean a lot in your life. I think it's going to bring a lot of meaningful joy to what you're doing. And also to the person who's sharing it. It's going to be rewarding. And it might not be people that you know. It might be that you do volunteering. It might be that you contribute to somebody else's life who actually isn't as fortunate as you. Yeah? So you decide how you want to spend that day. Always remember, though, to give back. Very, very important. Always remember to give right back.
Touch my heart so deeply, and I can't think. so beautiful when I spend it with you.
Com.
Play Vibes, the hottest internet radio station around. Based in Brixton, streaming worldwide. 100% live and interactive. With exclusive interviews from Beanie Man, Buju Banton, and much more to come. Hear talk, R&B, hip-hop, reggae, house, bashment, dance, Latin, funk, and much, much more. PlayVibes.com. Check the website for showtimes, information, and chat rooms. Changing the face of internet radio.
PlayVibes.com. Really playing those vibes.
Warning, 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 warning. Your computer has been infected. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. Do not attempt to restart your computer. Just sit back and relax and let Play Vibes infect your mind.
Your mind. Your mind. Your mind. Your mind. Your mind.
The weekend starts on Thursday, so tune in every weekend to playvibes.com.
You're listening to Play Vibes.
Are you tired of the same old playlist?
Tired of every DJ playing from the same old record back?
Fed up of boring, lifeless talk shows?
With boring guests and lackluster hosts?
Then Play Vibes is what you need in your life. Playing the best in bashment.
Where them I do, where them I try, my road will fly into the sky.
Hip hop. R&B. Afrobeat, reggae, soca, house, garage, electro, soul, slow jams, and rare groove. Catch the next wave in internet radio. Playvibes.com.
Are you feeling tired all the time and longing for more energy? Would you love to exchange a couple of spare tires for a couple of six packs? Well, you need to log on to the Nico Health and Fitness Show every Tuesday, 12 till 2 p.m. And you can find out how. Log on to www.playvibes.com and check out the Nico Health and Fitness Show. It can only make you stronger.
Welcome back, Play Vibes listeners. You are listening to Nico of the Nico Health and Fitness Show. And I hope you're still with me. Are you? Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. All right, so I want to talk very much now, New Year's resolutions still, about... Okay, let me retract my own mental state. I get a lot of people asking me about how they can increase their food intake without putting the weight on and get some kind of good regime happening in relation to their diet. So I want to talk about the foods that you can eat, the choices that you can make, because that's very, very important. You know, we get told this five a day thing all the time. What is it? What does five a day actually mean? Because if you're in the new year now and you're trying to make some dietary changes to your life, you can't really make it without understanding a few bits and pieces, can you? So five a day, which is put on loads and loads of fruit and veg, see it all the time. You see all the government trying to advocate it with different, I forgot what they were called there, but they're marketing strategies for the general public to try and get them to do five a day. What does it mean? Well, it's a daily requirement that means five handfuls of fruit and veg. Now, this changes in every country. The government has decided that here in the UK, the average person should be having at least five handfuls of fruit and veg. That's a combination. That's not five fruit and five veg. Of course, you can have that. But as a minimum, they're talking about five fruit and veg. That's what the UK government has legislated, that we need in order as a minimum for us to be able to get ample base nutrients for our body. Anything on top of that is a bonus, and I strongly advocate more than that. But if you're getting a minimum of that, at least you know that your body is getting the nutrients it needs to a minimum. A handful... because remember, it means five handfuls. A handful of fruit or veg is very much relative. The size is relative to the person. So your child's portion isn't really going to be that big. Eight grapes or a few cherry tomatoes are going to fit your child's, you're going to be relative to your child's portion of food. It's very good to vary colours when you're eating. Very good to think of the different colours that you can introduce to your diet. So your orange, your yellow, your red, all of that means beta carotene, which is excellent for your eyes. It's a wonderful antioxidant, which is going to protect you against the environment. Vitamin C in a lot of those fruit and veg that are orange, yellow and red. Great for immunity, so protecting you against flus, infections. Green usually indicates calcium. So broccoli, for example, has calcium. Good for the bones, good for the teeth. The darker the green, the more intense the colour, the better. So whether it's green, whether it's red, whether it's orange or yellow, the darker the hue, the better for you. Oh, that rhymes. Look at that. Now, this is a list coming. I'm going to give you a list of good, beneficial, nutritious fruit and vegetables. And one of the reasons why I want to do this is because if you're thinking about making lunches, snacks, I was with a client yesterday and we were talking about how they don't eat very much. I was with another client who was talking about how they eat a bit too much and how do they get the balance. Eating late at night was that person's Achilles heel, the person who ate a bit too much. Big portions at, you know, close to midnight. And I was advocating grazing throughout the day in between having those lovely breakfast, lunch meals, because they should be your heaviest meals. And then your later meal after six, between about 6 and 8, 6 and 9 the latest. Oh, that's a bit long, 9 o'clock. But sometimes today's society, we have to go there. Those should be your lighter meals because it's towards the evening. Your body's winding down and your body isn't going to be as efficient at breaking it down. So I want to give you some tools so that you can say, oh, I'll have a bit of this, I'll have a bit of that, a bit of that and a bit of that, and that will make my lunch, and then I'll have some of that and some of that for breakfast. Oh, and I can have a bit of that and a bit of that and a bit of that for dinner. Gives you the tools to be able to create. So fruit. You can have fruit with anything you want. You can have it on its own or you can have it with something. Have it in a fruit salad, you can have it with a muffin, you can have it with cheese. Ricotta cheese or cottage cheese, which are very, very low-fat, healthy cheeses. If you can, try to keep the skin on your fruit wherever possible. Wash it well, but try and keep the skin on. And if you've got children, try and introduce that skin to them at a young age so that they don't grow up wanting their apples peeled and so on. First one, if you've got a pen and paper, you might want to write these down. The first fruit that I'd recommend, and I'm going to explain why, is blackberry. I have to admit, they're very pricey at the moment. But they are an excellent source of vitamin C. And that's especially good for your immunity, as I said before. However, it's also great for your skin. They contain other nutrients for your bones and for your eyesight. So they've got your beta carotene for your eyes and they've got your calcium for your bones. Blackberries. Think about it. Write it down. Put it on your list. See if you can throw it into your diet once a month at least. Once every 4 weeks. The next one, seen at the end of 2009 as a superfood, blueberries. They do rank at the top of all fruit or vegetables for the highest antioxidants, and that's why they have been ranked as superfoods. Very, very nutritious for those who want to protect themselves towards the end of the year, I think, against all of the viruses that are out there. They cover an abundance of nutrients. They're very, very good for eyesight. They're great for skin, wonderful for digestion, kidneys, bones, blood circulation, heart. They are anti-cancer, and as I've said, they're great for immunity. So the blueberry, try again to get that into your diet once a month. You don't have to have it every single day. But if you buy a little punnet and you take about 3 of those, 4 of those, and eat them daily, every other day, and in between the other days, you're having your blackberries. So you've got one day on, one day off. You're getting a good balance there. Sometimes you have to see food as a bit medicinal. It might be that you only have 4 sunflower seeds. Or pumpkin seeds, which are wonderful for your oils, natural oils in your body. Doesn't mean you have to have them every single day. It does mean that you need to have them. So how you introduce them is totally up to you. Raspberries are big on calcium, and that's going to help the bones. It's going to help the teeth. It's going to help the digestion, the hormones, skin, hair, nervous system. Again, immunity. It's going to boost your immunity. Strawberries. Strawberries contain vitamin K, and vitamin K allows calcium to be absorbed. So if you're having something with calcium, so if you're having some broccoli, for example, or some blueberries, you want to really, or some blackberries, you want to think about having some vitamin K, so maybe throw some strawberries in there. It's also really good for your immunity again as well. Your bones, your heart, your nervous system, your digestion, your kidneys, your bladder, and your blood circulation. All really, really important things for us to be able to function efficiently on a daily basis. A fruit that we are very, very, very familiar with, bananas. Good, slow-releasing energy food. Advantageous for hormones, for blood, digestion, heart. Excellent for replenishing energy after a workout. Excellent for giving you energy before your workout. Low in fat, not going to fill you up too much before that workout. Therefore, they are really, really snacky type foods. Very, very good for you. Mangoes. I was in the supermarket and what did I see? I saw mangoes at half price. Oh yes, I bought one and it was a big juicy looking one. I'm still waiting for it to ripen. I can't wait to get into it. There's another one that I saw as well, which is coming up next. And I decided to indulge and treat myself. Yeah, mango once a month, breaking it up. Might be that I slice it up and have a little bit for a whole week, a bit a day. 7 days out of 20, how many days in a month? 30, 31 or 28. 7 days out of that is going to be good for me. So mangoes have great beta carotene for your eyes. So they're really good for your eyes. Great for your immunity, digestion and your bones. So see if you can get a mango in there. They are pricey at the moment, but if you get a deal like I got, I'd say knock yourself out. The other deal I got was for a pineapple, and it was a big whopper of a pineapple and smelling so fragrant as if it was literally begging me to buy it and eat it. Pineapples are rich in enzymes which reduce inflammation. So if you do have swelling anywhere, pineapple would be really, really good to have. Very good for the heart, very good for anti-cancer and immunity, blood and circulation. So try and see if you can get some pineapple in there. And if you cannot get fresh pineapple, don't worry. The tinned pineapple in its own juice is just as beneficial. Now cherries, seasonal, they have a host of properties and they include again your anti-cancer, immunity, antioxidant. They are a detoxifier and they benefit the nervous system, the heart and your digestion. So cherries are very, very good. However, again, they're very expensive. But we need to decide how we're going to include these fruits into our diet. And if we are budgeting, if we budget monthly and then break it down weekly, maybe even break it down daily. That's what you need to do. You can see whether or not you can treat yourself once a month to one of these fruits at different times of the month. Kiwis. One kiwi contains more vitamin C than an orange. And I've already shared with you my issue with kiwis because I love kiwis. I do. I love them. However, I get a little frustrated about their hairy skin. I do wish that I didn't have to peel them. And the thing is, I say peel, it's not peel. I have to get a knife because the skin isn't thick enough for me to use my fingers or my nails. So it's something I would have to pre-do. And that just is a sense of frustration for me because I really do enjoy kiwis. And of course I do eat them. And of course I make the time to peel them and prepare them and put them in a little plastic container and carry them around with me. But I still get frustrated by that. And that's just something I like to share because it's good to get it off your chest. So kiwis are very, very good and they do take planning. They've got more vitamin C than an orange. They're good for your eyesight, great for digestion, wonderful for your heart, immunity. And they have, again, like a lot of the other fruits, anti-cancer properties. Oranges, talking of oranges, very high in vitamin C, as we know. Not as high as kiwi fruit, though, haha. And they ward off sickness and strengthen your immunity. Also very good for digestion, again, anti-cancerous properties, and they detoxify. Great for the heart as well. So we're going through a list of fruit that you could consider adding to your food agenda when you buy stuff. If you're writing these down, it's great for you to have this list so that when you go shopping, you think, oh, actually, this month I'm going to try that. This month I'm going to try that. This day I'm going to try this. Sometimes we just need the tools in front of us to assist us with what we want to achieve. And that's what we're talking about today, achieving. Whether it's a New Year's resolution or it's just a goal that happens to be set in the new year, we need to find ways that are going to make it easy to achieve, sustainable. You can maintain it, consistency, continuity, all of those things that are going to help us and support us on our journey to being more enhanced human beings. So we've talked about so far blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, bananas, mangoes, pineapples, cherries, kiwis, oranges. Let's discuss pears. Especially good for the digestive system. When the body's feeling a little out of kilter, you know you've got a little imbalance going on in the digestive area and you're feeling a bit either windy or a bit gripey, pears are very good for that. They're also great for your bones and great for your immunity. Watermelons, not in season at the moment, but boy were they in season towards the end of the summer. Man, every shop that I passed had loads of watermelons, either cut up ready for you to buy, quartered or halved, or whole ones if you were having a barbecue. I went to a barbecue during the summer and I don't know how many watermelons they had, but they came around with wonderful, massive silver trays of cut up watermelons. So thick. You know when you cut a really wedge bread slice? They were thick like that. Juicy and sweet. So watermelons, they're considered one of the best sources of vitamin C. Up there with the kiwis, eh? They're going to boost your immunity as well. Great for nervous system, wonderful for the heart. Peaches. Again, they're not much in season at the moment, but how many of you eat peaches? Again, a huge source of vitamin C for the immunity. They're going to help to keep the bugs away. And they're good also for digestion, the heart, the eyes, and for the nervous system. So I think we're getting a general theme here. All of the fruit that I've talked about so far, majority of it is going to help protect you against cancer. That's the first thing we're noticing. The others are great for your bones, your heart, your eyes, and your skin. What more could you want? The skin is the largest organ of the body. It covers the whole body. How great to have that looking radiant and glorious looking. The bones support you. Do you not want to be supported? Why would you want to be stooped over looking at the floor when you could be standing upright? They also deteriorate over age, bones, don't they? So then you're going to get osteoporosis. Brittle bones. So why don't we eat the fruit that's going to help us as we age? We naturally are designed to degenerate. From the minute we come out of the womb, we're starting already. I know we're growing, but we're also breaking down at the same time. And because that's inevitable, we need these foods to support us, to help us, to keep us at an even keel rather than accelerate this natural degeneration that is occurring every day. So apples, I do love an apple, I must admit. They're known for their detoxifying effect and great for digestion. They've got something called pectin in there, which helps with your digestion. Again, like pineapple, great anti-inflammatory, good for the heart, good antioxidant, and immunity is good. grapes. I'm amazed at the prices of grapes at the moment. I'm actually quite disgusted at the prices of grapes because grapes are great finger food. You know, you can really just sort of pick up a grape and munch on it and pick up another one and not worry about weight gain or any other thing, you know, third arteries, or they really are good for you. And so grapes are rich in antioxidants, and remembering that dried grapes are raisins, so we still get a more concentrated version of them in the raisin. Red grapes will contain more antioxidants than the green. Very good for the heart and for detoxifying the liver and the kidneys, which we really need, especially if you drink alcohol. Apricots. I love apricots, especially dried, plump, juicy apricots. Very moist in their texture. Great for children, dried apricots. Bursting with iron, whether they're fresh or dried. Excellent brain food. That's why they're so good for children. Important for detoxifying. They are antioxidants. They're anti-cancer. Good for digestion, nervous system, eyes and skin. So there's not really that much that apricots aren't doing. Plums, best known for their fiber, plums are going to aid digestion. I bought some plums at the weekend with my mango and my pineapple. They were so tart. I had one with a nectarine that I'd bought on Saturday. Oh my goodness, there's nothing worse than a tart plum. You know, it makes you sort of go, that kind of feeling. Obviously, I finished it, but I'm still waiting for them to ripen. So I really hope that's not how they're going to be. I'm hoping that they are going to sweeten and ripen and develop. They're good for your digestion and blood circulation, anti-cancer, bones and immunity are all going to benefit from a plum. The last one is avocado. One of the best sources of vitamin E for skin and immunity are avocado. Very, very good for you. Also, it's going to help your eyesight, your hormones, and also they are an antioxidant. I love avocado, but I find them very expensive. Until actually, somebody reminded me that in a particular shop beginning with M, and it's one word, not two, not M and S, one word, they are doing four for a pound. I was like, whoa! So I will be in there. That's like 25p each for an avocado. That's unbelievable. So if you can get avocados in there, really, really try and mix them into your diet. So that's your fruit. Talking about your fruit. How are you going to incorporate your fruit into your diet? Well, you can add it anyhow. You can add it to cereal, you can add it to porridge or any kind of boxed cereal that you have, whether it be muesli or some other consumer type cereal that's well known. You can have it a banana in a bagel. You could have an avocado on some rye bread or on some bread of your choice. Obviously, you want to try and stay with the whole foods because they're going to digest easier. They're less processed, so they're not so much air. And you're going to be full for longer. So try and get fruit into your diet. You don't have to have it with anything, remember. You can just have fruit on its own, which is, I have to admit, a very, 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 very nice thing to do. I carry a lot of fruit around with me because it saves me a lot of the time. So don't worry. Get the fruit in the diet and see how you can enjoy it.
We on the road, we're coming out. Got my flash on, it's true. Need that picture of you, it's so magical. We'd be so fun. Glamorous.
listeners, you're listening to Nico of the Nico Health and Fitness Show, and that is Paparazzi, Lady Gaga. All right, so we're talking about lunchboxes, food that you could put into your lunchbox, or if you want to make it a breakfast or a dinner, it's totally up to you. You could do that if you wanted to. Just talked about fruit. Let's talk about the vegetables now. Some of you don't like vegetables. I know that for a fact. And I do question why. What is it about vegetables that people are not liking? Is it the way that they're cooked? Is it the connotations attached to them? You know, vegetables are often like, oh, vegetarian, oh, boring, oh, you know, too healthy, too good for you. They don't have any natural, they don't have any artificial sugar in them. So straight away, it's like, So it'd be interesting to know why you don't like vegetables, if you don't like them. But there are people who do like them. And if you don't like them, would you consider incorporating a few in your diet? You know, 2010 is about change as well, isn't it? So how can you change something about your eating habits to enhance who you are? First thing that we want to do is think about carrots. One carrot can actually supply an entire day's beta-carotene. Remember that beta-carotene is good to strengthen your eyes. Ever remember being a kid and being told to eat carrots because you're able to see in the dark? Yeah. Well, from a factual point of view, that's kind of true because it does help the eyes. It is a star-rated vegetable. People love it for its nutritional benefits. It's going to aid digestion, immunity, blood, circulation, nervous system, skin and hair. So much going on there. So if you can get a carrot into your diet, and it might be that you just have it raw. I love raw carrots. I love carrot juice as well, carrot and ginger juice. But if you are thinking, I don't can't bother to prepare them, cook them, steam them, whatever, try raw carrot, because if you get a good carrot, it can be so sweet. Cut the ends off. Just give it a wash and a scrub. Or if you want to peel it, and carry it around with you. Put it in some either greaseproof or baking paper. Try and avoid foil if you can, because the metal in the foil does go into your foods. So you could put it into something like your baking paper or your greaseproof paper. I know there's no grease on it, but it's just an alternative way of wrapping it. And then put it into a little plastic bag or a little container because it's already covered, and carry it around with you and munch on it when you feel a little hungry. Yeah. Spinach is the next one I want to talk about. I'm so into spinach at the moment. I have bought bags and bags of spinach, and I eat them, and I put them in bagels, and I have them mixed them with tofu and all sorts of stuff. Spinach is so good for you. It's best noted for its iron, and that's important if you want to be staying awake. You don't want to be dozing all the time. Good for calcium. It's going to improve your bones and your teeth. It's also really great for your heart and eyes. It contains antioxidants, and its anti-cancer properties are going to benefit you again as well. Sweet pepper. The red, yellow, or orange peppers have a lot more beta-carotene than the green, and all have strong vitamin C for your immunity. Also, they're going to assist with bones digestion and your heart. So sweet peppers, if you can get those into your diet, I have a bag of those in the fridge waiting to be eaten as we speak. Broccoli. I need to step up to broccoli a little bit more. I take my, I open my heart to tell you that. I need to eat more broccoli. It's a mammoth superfood, broccoli, and it's not for lack of liking it. I absolutely adore it. Strong in antioxidants and anti-cancer properties, and it's one of the richest sources of calcium for your bones. So if you don't eat dairy, eat lots of broccoli. Aids the heart and digestion. So yeah, it's pretty good for you. Peas. Did I tell you about my little pea fetish a couple of weeks ago? I'm just in love with peas. I could quite easily come home and have a bowl of peas with some lime juice, some olive oil, and nothing else. I love them. So peas are very, very good. And children also like them as well. They're very good for the heart, eyesight, digestion, immunity. I think I've OD'd on them so much, I'm not eating them as much now. So maybe it was something that my body craved. I was also doing the next one, sweet corn. I was doing the sweet corn on the cob, corn on the cob. I was killing that as well. So if I had peas, it would also be with two sweet corn. Very happy just to have that as an evening meal. Hey, each to their selves. Another favourite would be the sweet corn. Good for energy and fibre. The body cannot digest sweet corn, so it will always come out the other end whole. So therefore, it's very, very good for pushing through, filtering through your feces, getting rid of the stuff that's inside your digestive system. So try and incorporate sweet corn, because it's great for sweeping out the food that your body does not want and need. Good for the heart and your blood. Great for immunity. Your hormones again as well, and your nervous system. Remember, if you have hormonal imbalance, things like thyroid issues, thyroid being the things that are in your neck that regulate weight and weight control. If you have problems with that, then you are going to either gain weight or reduce weight. So if you can eat foods that are going to help with your hormonal balance, that's a good thing, whether you're male or female. Asparagus, that's a bit underrated. It's very rife at the moment. I've seen so many asparagus in the markets at the moment. Fantastic for flushing your toxins out of your body. I was watching a Come Dine With Me, and the guy from So Solid was on it, and he was introduced to asparagus at one of the meals. And one of the things that asparagus does is it makes your pee smell, because it's great for flushing out the toxins. He was not impressed. Unless you saw the episode, you'd have to be there to really get the gist of how he wasn't impressed. But he didn't like the idea of his pea smelling because of a vegetable. But hey, that's what it does. It's great for you. It assists the digestive system, the heart, the blood, and your circulation. It is a very, very big antioxidant assistant. And it's going to, again, help your anti-cancer properties. So that's really very good. Green beans, fibre-rich vegetables that are going to help you, which aids the heart and has a wealth of anti-cancer nutrients. Really, really good. Beetroot, rich in iron to help blood. I did some stuff on research. Oh, I did some stuff on beetroot with you. I think it was about November last year, and it's wonderful for your heart and your circulation. You can roast beetroot. Good for other advantages, including detoxifying, great antioxidant, anti-cancerous properties, and it's going to help fight sickness. So if you're ill, eat some beetroot. Making the changes to your diet is what we're talking about now. Making the changes to your diet, trying to work out how you can incorporate fruit and veg, and knowing what that fruit and veg is going to do for you nutritionally is going to help you make those choices. And so we're on the vegetables at the moment, and I'm now going to talk about celery. Very, very underrated. Not really a superfood, but is reputed to be good for sore throats because of its antiseptic qualities. Very good for bones, for kidneys, for bladder, and for immunity. Tomatoes. Now, I see tomatoes being a fruit. One of the easiest fruits or vegetables, because it's got seeds, to get into a sandwich or a salad. Very high in vitamin C, so beneficial for immunity. And it's good for warding off any kind of sickness. The lycopene that you find in tomatoes is very, very good to protect you against cancer and becomes more prevalent when you heat tomatoes up. So it's quite nice to get some olive oil in a frying pan, get some tomatoes quartered up, some herbs, some garlic and anything else you want, some crushed chili, some pepper and so on, and just lightly saute some tomatoes. And that's really going to heighten the lycopene content to help protect you against cancer and against vitamin, and to give you vitamin E for your skin. Courgettes, they're not a superfood again, but they're very good for your immunity. Great for your nervous and digestive systems, and also wonderful for your eyesight. Now, watercress, the same way I've been ODing on spinach, I've been doing the same on watercress because I know how good it is for you. It's a very, very potent So it's very strong antioxidant and anti-cancer agent, and it provides other rewards, including detoxifying, warding off sickness, and aiding the heart. Rocket as well has a lot more nutrients than the average lettuce. It's got that lovely peppery flavour, hasn't it? It's got a lot more taste. It contains high levels of vitamin C for immunity, sickness prevention, and it's also a potent anti-cancer, has anti-cancer properties for you. That's Rocket, very good for that. Great for digestion, great for detoxifying. And the last one I want to talk about is cucumber. Again, it's not seen as a superfood, but it doesn't mean that it's downgraded. Very good for digestion and bones. A lot of water content going on in a cucumber. So very low in fat and has vitamin C for sickness prevention. If you can, try to eat it with the skin whenever possible, because that's going to really aid fiber for digestion. And there has been this debate about whether or not you should have cucumber with skin or without skin. I have it with skin. I wash the skin. I wash it off. I wash it with a little bit of washing up liquid, actually, in the same way I'd wash a plate, because you don't taste the washing up liquid on a plate, do you? Because you rinse it. So you rinse the skin in the same way. And so it's very, very clean. And then I cut it, cut the ends off, and I slice it, and I eat it how I want. Now, Tina, hi Tina, nice to know you're listening, has asked about fruits that are going to boost the metabolism and are going to increase weight loss. And to be honest, all of the fruits are going to be very, very beneficial for your metabolism. It's more about how often you're eating them. Remembering that metabolism is about how efficiently you burn fuel, how efficiently you burn what you're eating. So if you're eating regularly, grazing little and often, your metabolism is going to be so efficient that it can tick over and get rid of any of the good foods that you're eating. It can absorb the nutrients and not hold on to any of the fats. A, because it's going to use them for what you need, because they're in small quantities, hence the grazing. And B, because it knows that you're going to be eating pretty soon after. So it doesn't have to worry about when are you going to eat next. Therefore, it's not going to hold on to the fat. It's going to allow the fat stores to disappear through your activity. Of course, you've got to move in order to burn the fat and to use the fuel. So in answer to your question, Tina, I would say just eat as much fruit and veg as you can in order to keep that metabolic rate lovely and high and working and ticking efficiently, especially first thing in the morning. And if you can start the day with a lovely cup of warm water with lemon juice in it, remember that you don't have to buy a whole lemon. You can get lemon and lime juice that's in a bottle that you can just add a few drops to your water. And this is going to really help reduce fat composition and flush out the kidneys and liver in your body and really help just kickstart the body. So try it. I hope that answers it and I hope that helps. And I wish you all the best if you are on a journey of trying to reduce fat composition, trying to increase your health and your fitness level. Wishing you all the best. And don't forget to come back to me. I'd love to know how you're doing if you've got any more questions. Thanks, Tina. Okay, so a little music break, I think, again. And I will speak to you right after this.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
I want to. to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Same old playlist?
Tired of every DJ playing from the same old record bag?
Fed up of boring, lifeless talk shows?
With boring guests and lackluster hosts?
Then Play Vibes is what you need in your life. Playing the best in bashment.
Where there my door, where there my time, my road will fly high into the sky.
Hip hop. R&B. Afrobeat, reggae, soca, house, garage, electro, soul, slow jams, and rare groove. Catch the next wave in internet radio. Playvibes.com.
Wave of internet radio. Playvibes.com is back. Streaming live from our Brixton base. No long adverts, just more of what you want to hear. R&B, reggae, talk, UK, dance and more. Playvibes.com. Playvibes.com. Internet radio is about to change. Catch the next wave of internet radio. Playvibes.com is back. Streaming live from our Brixton base. No long adverts, just more of what you want to hear. R&B, reggae, talk, UK, dance and more. Playvibes.com. Playvibes.com. Internet radio is about to change.
Yeah! Mic check 1-3, it's your boy Chromatics representing for Trinidad and Tobago. And right now you locked on to playvibes.com. London's number one, the unscripted sound of London. And it's Maddox, man! So forget what you want, this what you need. Play Vibes is the station the people need. Andre and the girls, they're moving. Play Vibes got the whole world grooving. Forget what you want, this what you need. Play Vibes is the station the London need. Andre and the girls, they're moving. Play Vibes got the whole world grooving. Well, you don't know, it's your boy Chromatics representing Trinidad and Tobago. And you can find me right here on playvibes.com. So keep it locked on. You see?
Play VYBZ. IBZ.
Play Vibes, the hottest internet radio station around. Based in Brixton, streaming worldwide. 100% live and interactive. With exclusive interviews from Beanie Man, Buju Banton, and much more to come. Hear talk, R&B, hip hop, reggae, house, bashment, dance, Latin, funk, and much, much more. Playvibes.com. Check the website for showtimes, information, and chat room. Changing the face of internet radio.
This is the beginning of a new world. With no boundaries and no borders. Playvibes.com. You're listening to www.playvibez.com. You're listening to
VYBZ.
Play Vibes, the hottest internet radio station around. Based in Brixton, streaming worldwide. 100% live and interactive. With exclusive interviews from Beanie Man, Buju Banton, and much more to come. Hear talk, R&B, hip hop, reggae, house, bashment, dance, Latin, funk, and much, much more. Playvibes.com. Check the website for showtimes, information, and chat room. Changing the face of internet radio.
Playvibes.com. Really playing those vibes.
Warning. Your computer has been infected. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. Do not attempt to restart your computer. Just sit back and relax and let Playvibes infect your mind. The weekend starts on Thursday, so tune in every weekend to playvibes.com.
You're listening to Playvibes.
Are you tired of the same old playlist?
Tired of every DJ playing from the same old record bag?
Fed up of boring, lifeless talk shows?
With boring guests and lackluster hosts?
Then Play Vibes is what you need in your life. Playing the best in bashment.
Where there my door, where there my time, my road will fly into the sky.
Hip hop. R&B. Afrobeat. Reggae. Soca. House. Garage. Electro. Soul. Slow jams. Rare groove. Catch the next wave in internet radio. Playvibes.com.
Are you feeling tired all the time and longing for more energy? Would you love to exchange a couple of spare tires for a couple of six packs? Well, you need to log on to the Nico Health and Fitness Show every Tuesday, 12 till 2pm. And you can find out how. Log on to www.playvibes.com and check out the Nico Health and Fitness Show. It can only make you stronger.
Welcome back, Play Vibes listeners. I hope you are still well and you're still there. I hope you're still listening. I've got so much that I want to get through and I've only got 20 minutes. So forgive me if I whiz through a little and if I don't get it all done. Don't worry, boys, got next week. There's no stress. There's no challenge. Just see how it goes, okay? I want to just surmise the stuff that I've been talking about in relation to having good lunches, good meals with your fruit and your vegetables, and just talk about how you can work out what you need to put in those containers, etc., and how you need to work them. So if we think about the size that you are going to present to yourself, or maybe to your children, maybe you're trying to do this for your child, you know, you want to think about not putting too much food into their lunchbox or on their plate, because you know it's going to go to waste. And of course you get to know your child, don't you, so you know how much. But these are just things that if you've never done it before, this is where you would start. Don't put too much on the plate. Better for them to ask for more than for them to waste. Also, if you are doing stuff for children, remember that children do actually eat in short shifts. They don't have much time to eat when they're at school. It's all about just putting it in their mouth and wanting to go and play, etc. So don't fill their lunchbox with things. And if it's about you, know that you need to have things that can be in bite sizes. You may not have the opportunity to have a whole meal. So do wrap things up small so that you can consume that and maybe open another one, or consume that and come to another one later on. So really think about your portions. If you are doing stuff for children, cut up their fruit, cut up their vegetables, if it's packed lunch. And for yourself, if you want bite-sized stuff, it might be quite nice to peel that kiwi fruit and put it in a container and slice it up, or cut it in quarters, or even the apple, just to core it, keep the skin on and cut it in quarters. So it really is accessible, bite-sized meals. Remember to be eating little and often, ideally about 6 meals a day, so that you have lunch, you have breakfast, lunch and dinner. You eat breakfast for a king, you have lunch for a queen, and you have dinner for a pauper, which means you start heavy, then you get a little bit less, and then you get even less towards your evening meal. Those are three main meals. In between that, you want to be having your snacks. Those are your other three meals. So you're having between breakfast and lunch a snack, between lunch and dinner a snack. And maybe after you have an early dinner, it might be that you have something after later on at about 7 or 8 o'clock. If you're not having an early dinner, then just make sure you're not having dinner too late, and you might have a couple of snacks in between lunch and your last meal of dinner. If you're using containers for yourself for having takeaway breakfasts or lunch, or even evening meals if you're out and about, try to use disposable bags for your sandwiches with your fruit, because then you don't have to carry it home again. You could use bags for salads. It does work if you're going to be able to have access to a plate, so you could then pour it onto a plate. Make sure you have insulated flasks if you do have soups or stews or anything like that. For your lunchbox, think about soft padded insulated lunchboxes. They're recommended because they keep your food lovely and fresh. Try freezing a tub of yogurt, or maybe chilling a small juice box. This is going to add additional cooling to your actual lunchbox. And that's a great way of keeping your food fresh and lovely and chilled. Now, breads. Vary the bread as much as you can. You can use rolls, bagels, baguettes. You can have any kind of bread that you so wish. Naturally, you want to go for the more wholesome stuff. The wholesome stuff is going to go stale. What's the way around? It's not going to go off as quickly. So you want to try and have that wholesome stuff, the stuff with grains all still in them. Freeze any leftovers of bread that you've got, and you can always use it for breadcrumbs if you want to coat food. Never go to waste. Each day, think about packing the following if you are doing a lunchbox or a breakfast or a dinner box. Think of a main, whatever that might be. So it might be that you're doing a sandwich, a baguette, a panini, a bagel. Then think of some fruit, which is going to be stuff, some of the stuff we talked about. The berries, the apple pieces, bananas. In your main, throw in a salad. Throw in some vegetables as well with your sandwich. Then you want to put into your box as well snacks or treats. So how about some real fruit breakfast bars, or some popcorn? Popcorn is good for you. Remember, it's the sugar that goes on it that isn't. Pretzels, great for you. If you can get low salt or no salt pretzels, even better. Fromage frais, yogurts, all of those things are wonderful as snacks. Raw veg, fruit, dried fruit, peanuts, cashew nuts, all unsalted without vegetable oil. All of those are great snacks or little treats. Drinks, you want to avoid juices that say juice drink. So if you go into the supermarket and you have apple juice drink, and of course it's going to cost less than apple juice, it's because it's got added sugar. Avoid those ones if you can. Try to reuse your containers where you can. Now, for a shopping list, if you're out there and you want to know what sort of things can I buy for your lunches, for my afternoon snacks, maybe for breakfast on the way, here's a little blitz of some ideas that you could throw into your basket. For fruit, try apples, strawberries, blueberries, oranges, kiwi fruit, avocado, cherry tomatoes. Vegetables, try cucumbers, rocket, salad. Cucumber, rocket. Try some carrots, try some celery, try some spinach, try some watercress. Maybe you want to throw some meat in there. Maybe you're a meat eater. So what about some lovely lean turkey or some lovely lean beef slices? Dairy. What are you going to put in for your dairy? Low-fat cheese, some parmesan, some tubs of fromage frais, remembering that is actually cheese, even though it's as a dessert and mixed with fruit and sugar and so on. And then there are other things that you can throw into your lunchbox that you can put onto your shopping list. Bagels, popping corn, wraps, you know those like fajita wraps, they're great, olives, water, juice, olive oil, tuna, muesli bars that don't contain loads and loads of sugar, small baguettes, hummus, which is chickpeas, garlic, lemon, pepper, breadsticks. Maybe if you like eggs, you whole boil some eggs and cut them in half. Hard boil some eggs, cut them in half. Pasta. Those are things that you can have in your lunchbox. Maybe some couscous, maybe some quinoa, which is great for protein. Maybe some bulgur wheat. Maybe some of these are things you haven't heard of. So you go into the supermarket and you have a look at the grains and the pulses section and you investigate and you check out how to cook them. And a lot of the stuff like your couscous, your bulgur wheat, your quinoa is spelt Q-U-I-N-O-A. The stuff like that is very similar to cooking rice. You boil it, you steam it, and you would have seasoned it if that's what you want. Yeah? So try that. And it'd be great to know how you get on, just giving you some ideas of how you can get into a great eating habit with your lunches, with this on-the-go attitude that we have now. Now, there are a couple of recipes I want to share with you. There is one, I talked about pasta, and for some people who actually cannot eat pasta-based food, you know, flour-based foods, there is something called rye pasta. You'd have to get it from the health shop. But how about trying rye pasta with kale and garlic? It's going to take about 20 minutes to cook. And here's the instructions. 400 grams of rye pasta in salted boiling water. Now, rye pasta, if you stir it, will break up. So try not to stir it for at least 3 minutes. Cook it for about 8 to 10 minutes until it's al dente. With your fresh kale, you need 500 grams. Cut off and get rid of the tough stalks of the fresh kale and then roughly chop it. Chop the leaves and rinse it well. You're going to heat 2 tablespoons of virgin olive oil. You're going to add 2 cloves of garlic and saute well. Finely chop 1 fresh green chili. Chop it and cook it gently for 2 minutes with your garlic. Add the kale. Continue to cook for 5 minutes. Season with some salt and pepper and any other seasoning that you want to put on there. Now drain the cooked pasta. Mix the kale into the mixture. So put the kale into, so put the pasta into the mixture with the kale and the chili and the garlic and the olive oil and your seasonings, and serve it very, very well, quick. Got to get it on that plate hot, to put that plate in the oven so it's warm, and then when you've mixed the whole lot together, put it on the plate. I would love to just cover that with loads of olive oil because I'm an olive oil freak. So you decide how you want to present it, maybe a little bit of coriander on top or something, parsley, whatever takes your fancy. That is rye pasta with kale and garlic. And here's what I suggest. How about you try cooking with a few different things? What about trying spelt flour? So if you can't work well with normal flour, try spelt, S-P-E-L-T. There is very little gluten in spelt. So it makes fantastic breads and cakes. If you're not sure of it, look it up on the computer, S-P-E-L-T. Just had a request as to what is a good alternative to garlic. Onions are great alternative to garlic. Leeks are wonderful alternative to garlic if you don't like onions as well, because leeks come from the onion family. So that's really going to help, and that's going to also get the flavours still going from that point of view. Parsley, it's very overlooked parsley. It's rich in iron, it's rich in carotenoids and rich in vitamin C. So it's got great antioxidants and great vitamin C. Very good to aid the liver. Barley is the earliest grain crop cultivated by human beings. And if you have pot barley, which is the complete grain, it's very, very rich in soluble dietary fiber. So it helps lower your cholesterol. It's also abundant in minerals. So if you can get barley into your diet, I've cooked it in a soup, you know, a Saturday soup, which has got lovely sort of hard food in it. And it really does thicken it up nicely. It's very rich in iron, manganese, potassium, selenium, phosphorus, as well as B vitamins, great for energy. It contains twice as much essential fatty acids as wheat. So it really is good for you. So try introducing those things into your diet. So we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to conclude with ideas for your breakfast and your lunch, as I've done before. I want to give you some ideas. How about for breakfast, eggs on rye toast with spinach? Eggs on rye toast with spinach. Can't get rye toast? Just get ordinary bread. Try not to make the processed ones. Try and get the whole grain ones, the brown looking ones. And that's going to be very, very nice for you. It's easy to make. You're just going to get about a kilo of fresh spinach leaves. You're going to rinse it well, drain it in a colander. You're going to wilt the spinach in a pan for 3 minutes. And that just means gently saute it in a pan. It will start to reduce in size as the heat hits it. Season it how you want to season it, salt and pepper and anything else. And then toast 4 slices of rye bread. Mix 8 organic eggs together. Beat it well. Add 50 milliliters of skimmed milk to that, and then season it. You want to add 1 tablespoon of rapeseed oil. Very good for you, rapeseed oil. Add it to the pan, heat gently, then pour the egg mixture in. Add about 10 chive leaves or wild garlic in spring. And also, actually, for that question about alternatives to garlic, chives is a very good alternative as well. Lower the heat, cook gently. Just before the eggs start to set, get 10 cherry tomatoes, dice them. Place a slice of rye bread on each plate and divide the spinach between them. So you've got that lovely cooked spinach that you've done already. Then add the eggs. Sprinkle with pepper and serve with your diced tomatoes. Sounds absolutely delicious. So that's what you can do for your breakfast. Now, how long we got? We got about 5 minutes. My goodness, where does the time go? 2 hours, just like that. How about we finish off talking about how you can get more organized? I'm going to give you about 10 tips for your time management for the new year. So don't go anywhere. I'm still here now. I'm going to talk about it right now. And I know that a lot of small businesses, they find themselves stretched for time, especially in an economy that's going to require businesses to do more with less to stay competitive. So it's very, very difficult times for us, who are those people who are really trying to surge forwards in business. And that's why it is very wise for entrepreneurs to develop good time management habits. Very beneficial, obviously, for obvious reasons, so that everything that needs to be done is going to get done. So here we are, 10 time management tips. First of all, buy a week at a glance appointment book. Use it religiously. I use mine religiously, and I've also got a weekly planner, which I put on the computer, I print out, and I put it up at a place that I can look at a glance without having to get my diary out of my bag or wherever it is. So I know what I'm doing every day. I know what I'm doing by the end of the week. Yeah. So write everything down that you need to accomplish in your book, on your piece of paper, whatever it is. And this book should be your brain. Now, differentiate between the urgent and the vital. The urgent, that's going to be berating you to get things done. It's going to make lots of noise to get your attention. But remember that it's rarely vital that it is done right now or at all. So we have to differentiate between the two. A guy called Charles Hummel, who is very well known in the business industry for things like time management, he says the vital task rarely needs to be done today. The urgent task calls for instant action. Yeah. So you really want to think of how vital is it? How urgent is it? It's very, very very, very important. And then he says, with a sense of loss, we tend to recall the vital tasks we pushed aside. And we realize that we have become slaves to the tyranny of urgency. Are you a slave to the tyranny of urgency? Well, the key is not to prioritize what is on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. Whatever is a priority, try and schedule it. Keep track of your time by 15-minute increments for 2 weeks to see how you actually spend your time. Compare this to what you should be or want to achieve within that time, and then that's going to motivate you to make those changes. Say no to the project, not to the person. You can't do everything. You can't please everyone. Learn how to delegate effectively. And this is going to mean picking the right person, giving clear instructions and directions. You've got to set benchmarks. You've got to give due dates. And then you've got to let the person go and get on with it. That's trust, isn't it? Hence, pick the right person. Now, procrastination, that has a lot of different causes. Fear, boredom, perfectionism, an overwhelming task and unclear goals. You have to identify the reason behind your procrastination if you are procrastinating, so that you are solving the right problems when you need to. And set goals. They help you prioritize your activities and they let you know that you have succeeded. Here's two figure facts for you. If you earn about £10,000 a year, each minute is worth about 9 pence. If you earn £30,000 a year, each minute is worth about 26 pence. Use these thoughts to help you prioritize your activities and to determine to whom you should be delegating. So anytime you're doing work that someone at a lower wage could be doing, you're losing money. That's one way of looking at it. The other thing of remembering is that there are 1,440 minutes in a day and 29,020 days in an 80-year lifetime. Wow. So here's my urge. Take control of your time and make this the year that you do what you want.
My heart so much misery.